Now, Arthur Taylor was an RAF wireless operator when he escaped from Dunkirk. And I asked him what it was like to actually be back here again 70 years later.
It's brilliant. If there's anything higher than brilliant, it's that.
What's been people's reaction to you since you've boarded and since you've come back?
Well, I've never seen so many press members and cameras in our lives. Never, ever. There was nothing like that when we came back from Dunkirk. We just crept into Dover, got on a coach and went all over England, and that was it. No one knew anything about it.
Whereas now?
Now, well, I hope everybody knows about us now. It's been very quiet for the last few years, but Dunkirk has been on the radio and television so much, it must have woken people up to know what Dunkirk is and what the word means, not what they think it means.
And what does the word mean to you as a veteran?
Comradeship. Everybody helping everybody else. I mean, when I got on the beach, I had nothing. Nothing at all. Just a rifle and me. I mean, the people in the queue I got in, which was 8-10 wide, miles long, I didn't know a soul. And yet there I was, I travelled 36 hours with them, queuing in the beach. You didn't leave the beach to go to the toilet or anywhere because you couldn't get back in the queue. You had to go to the back again.
And when we walk round the memorials and the cemeteries over the next few days, what will you be thinking about?
I'll be looking for people who were on the same course as me, who joined approximately at the same time, which was May 1939.
It's going to be an emotional few days.
Very, so much so that when those little ships went by, I cried. My hanky's wringing wet. You wouldn't believe it, would you? A grown man, nearly 90, crying because he sees a few little ships go by.